Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and it's time again for the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in worship. Let's sing and pray and follow in God's word. Just spend some time alone in the presence of God. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And it is wonderful to be with you as it is each time. And we bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name. Turning to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast, Psalms 51:17. The sacrifices of God are of a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, Thou wilt not despise. I start this service with the Word of God. On the broadcast, I would end with the Word of God, but sometimes I would run out of time and I wouldn't get to get it on the air. So I decided to reverse the situation and begin the service with the Word of God. What a great way to start this broadcast, and we always get it included. Time is no issue. Praise the Lord, if you will. Have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information, and I hope you're telling someone else about the ministry. Now let's get into the service. All right, from the Beloved Songs and Hymns hymnal, we're going to sing from page 173, Jesus Loves Me.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. He who died, child, come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me.
soul. In one of our churches that we assisted in, we had an elderly preacher who had been an evangelist and missionary and pastor for many years, had traveled all over the world, and he was up in his 80s when he passed away. That was his favorite song. And it was our pleasure to be his pastor the last 5 years of his life. And oftentimes during the service, he would request that we sing Jesus Loves Me. And sometimes during the service, if it was a little quiet or the Holy Spirit moved on him, he would just start singing Jesus Loves Me, and the congregation would join in. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience because the presence of the Lord always filled the house. Brother Harry Greaves, he's been gone a few months now, been with the Lord, and I'm sure when he got to heaven, he realized how much Jesus really did love him. Thank the Lord today. Isn't it great to have these wonderful memories? From Psalms 51:17, our precious promise today says, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise." Well, I just read that as the opening scripture. Let me read another one. We can't get too many verses of the Word of God. Matthew 6:33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself." Wonderful words of life. Maybe someone needed that first verse again. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you today that we can call on you. And Lord, we're so thankful that you do not despise a broken and a contrite heart. We're so thankful today, Lord, that you instructed us to seek first the kingdom of God, to seek your righteousness, and then all these things would be added to us. Lord, you inspired us to take no thought for the morrow. Lord, because you promised us that tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Thank you today, Father, for the great word of God, these everlasting promises. They've been true since the very beginning, and they've held true. They've never varied. They've never wavered. But Lord, they have been firm, and we have stood on them. Thank you for this great foundation. Bless all those that are with us today. Minister to each need. Use this service for the glory of God. By the time it's over with, may hearts and lives be lifted up, and may it be a day that someone finds you as his or her Savior, and we'll praise you in Jesus' name. About Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness, more of his love, who died for me. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness, see, more of his love, who died for me. And I'll give you the contact information at the end of the broadcast, so if you will, please be ready to take it down. All right, here's a great one. We're going to pick up the tempo. Won't that be a hallelujah meeting?
Oh, what a celebration! forgetting where we've been. We're standing on the top of Zion, triumphant over sin. First the angels will stop singing, then the joy bells start ringing. Prepare ye all of heaven when the saints go marching in. Oh, won't that be a hallelujah meeting when we step on the other side, with the saints of old standing there to greet us, to welcome us across the tide. We'll lift our hands together, go shouting all through the land. And when you think it's just about ended, it'll happen all over again. Hallelujah. I've been laughed at here for shouting since many long years ago. But I got more than done religion when Jesus saved my soul. I got a way down deep salvation like a mortal tongue can tell, and a standing invitation to a hallelujah spell. Oh, won't that be a hallelujah meeting when we step on the other side, when the saints of old standing there to greet us, to welcome us across the tide. We'll lift our hands together, go shouting all through the land. And when you think it's just about ended, it'll happen all over again. All right, sing it now. Oh, won't that be a hallelujah meeting when we step on the other side, when the saints of old standing there to greet us, to welcome us across the tide. We'll lift our hands together, go shouting all through the land. And when you think it's just about ended, it'll happen all over again.
Hallelujah. What a great time it's going to be. What a hallelujah meeting. Going to the book of John, chapter 6, verse 44, Jesus speaking here said, "No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up in the last days. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Not that any man has seen the Father, save he which is of God, he has seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life." Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. Thank you for worshiping with us today. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano, and we're here weekdays at this time, the Lord permitting and providing. We're a faith ministry, and we thank you for helping us, all those of you that can, and we certainly thank you for praying for us. So after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you'd like to contribute something to the power of Pentecost, or if you'd like to drop us a card or a letter, song, or prayer request, send any mail to the power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. Website www.pentecostalradio.org. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.
Oh, won't that be a hallelujah meeting when we step on the other side, with the saints of old standing there to greet us, to welcome us across the tide. We'll lift our hands together.